Hi, it's 6 minutes past eight, and talking of arrival, Barry is in the house. Barry Chapman, our plumbing boss from Chapman Plumbing, is in and sailing on the crest of the wave of that broke yesterday, the news, the breaking news, that Caesar Waters' concession looks like it is going to remain in place, which is good news, Barry.
Yeah, good news. So, good morning, Belito, and all the fabulous listeners. So, we've got a little announcement here from the DOCRA crew about the public-private participation, about that the Ilembe District Municipality Council yesterday rejected the Section 78 proposal. So the extension will be tabled for a special council meeting to make it official. This is the first steps towards maintaining high water quality and service to our rapidly growing area. So, very, very exciting, exciting news to know that we have probably one of the best service providers around, and we were all a little scared about them not having the opportunity to have their extension. And I think every single person that was aware of the situation was starting to get a little bit concerned about their water security.
Well, and rightly so, because if you look at the track record of municipalities around the country, and I'm not pointing fingers particularly here, but it is not good in terms of service delivery with regard to water. Water being the most important, I think, of all services, and there are areas in the country where this is a tipping point in terms of municipal survival. Yeah,
100%. Yeah.
So it looks like we're going to be, fortunately, going to be seeing a continuation of the good service from Caesar Water. I think there's been a bit of a slowdown of service delivery in that region, and it's quite obvious that if you were at risk of losing your concession, you would not be investing heavily in replacing old pipes, etc., etc. It just makes sense. So there has been, I think, well, we know there have been problems with old infrastructure, and they certainly have risen to the occasion every time there's been a leak, but it has become progressively worse. We know that, I'm sure, in good time, a lot of the old infrastructure that you've seen in your work as a plumber of note is going to have to be replaced, because we're talking about pipes that are 40, 50 years old here.
100%. I chat to some of the Caesar Water contractors, and the infrastructure is well done its time. Scheduling in replacements is definitely the thing in the pipeline, and also taking into consideration the massive developments, pipe sizing is also something that the guys are going to be looking at as well, upsizing the size of the pipes to be able to supply the demand to the area.
And how are we with water security? Because there was a while back, and it wasn't very long ago, where the water situation had reached critical proportion. We had almost zero water in the Hazelmere Dam as a result of some kind of, well, just shall we say, a curious failure in the raising of the dam wall and the maintenance of the existing infrastructure that led to the water literally running away. And well, then there was the situation where they linked us to the Umgeni water system. Was it Umgeni? I think so.
So Umgeni supplies water to Caesar Water through that system. So when the dam wall was raised, and never been able to get filled up to the top because the dam wall wasn't finished properly, the percentage of the dam went up, but we could only maintain a much lower percentage because of the integrity of the dam wall. And I know that at times we've had massive rains that have come through, and the turbidity of the water has been pushed up through. It's put a lot of pressure on the Umgeni water filter systems and the treatment works for it to get pumped through. So that was also a limiting factor. I know that in the Itakwini municipal area, there's been issues with water disappearing and mass leaks as well, which has put a hell of a lot of pressure on the system as well. And that was also part of the reason of them doing water rationing through the pipelines, which, again, is not a great thing. You know, you're pressurizing and depressurizing pipelines, and you're going to end up affecting those pipes even more. You're going to have more breaks.
One very interesting thing about Caesar water is, and I don't think a lot of people realize this, we tend to flush away a lot of drinkable water because, well, you know, we don't recycle it properly. I'm talking countrywide. And here we have one of the very few effective recycling works where greyish water, as it's called, grey, is converted to potable drinking water.
100%. I mean,
I think it's only Belito and Stellenbosch, as far as I'm aware, that has that kind of system in place. But I believe that here, the Caesar Waters, I know because we attended the opening of the plant, they literally clean water to a level where it's as good as fresh.
So the thing with that whole thing is like it's a psychological thing that people just can't absorb. I was chatting to a mate of mine who's a plumbing contractor in the UK, and he very openly and clearly said to me that water that's running in the taps has been through at least 21 people's kidneys, and it gets recycled that many times.
In the UK.
Okay. So they, I mean, even though it's such a wet country, they're recycling water, they're cleaning it, they're treating it, they're recycling, putting
it
back in.
Is it possible to clean out everything from water by clever filtration? Because, you know, the reason I ask that is we've had a couple of conflicting statements on this station from guys and girls in the water business, you know, the supply of bottled drinking water. And the one theory is that you can't, or the one statement I heard, is that you can filter as much as you like and do your magic. But the hormones and, you know, those elements you can't take out of the water. Is that true?
So there's been a lot of research done on that, and there's a whole bunch of things that the guys have been doing with ultra filters and ultrasonic filtration and all sorts of things, and they've got down to basically eliminating, I think it was 98% of any trace in the water. That was the last time I did a little bit of read up on it, and okay, they were still deep in the investigations and everything, and the studies. And I'm sure technology is improving every single day, so I'm sure they've pushed that up a notch.
Well, you know, one likes to think that one is drinking pure water as nature intended. When you open the tap and out comes the clear water, you look at the glass, it looks good, and away you go. But in reality, I'm. You know, practically, you've seen what's in the pipes. The water that leaves the source might be lovely, but by the time it's gone through these very ancient and curious reticulation pipes, it's got to be carrying a lot of stuff.
No, 100%. So, I mean, every time a pipe breaks, you're getting residue going into the pipeline. That's why you'll see the guys open up a fire hydrant or the scour valves. The scour valve is a valve that's based at the bottom of your bulk infrastructure, and that valve is opened up to scour out any residue or anything like that that's in the line.
Okay.
Naturally, you're not going to get all of it out because some of it will settle in the pipeline, but that's the purpose of it, is to flush everything out. So the guys do their best.
Yeah, you know, there's a school of thought that says, you know what, you actually need a bit of suspended solids in, you know, it's natural. If you look at a clear mountain stream, there's lots of suspended goodies in there that you can't see that actually are good for you.
We were up in the Berg last weekend, and the water that feeds into the cottage literally pours out of the side of a mountain, and there's a little well point that's been built, and the pipe runs for 500 meters along the contour of the mountain into a tank and then feeds down into the cottage. And I had a friend of mine with me, and he took a sip of the water and he goes, wow, this water is absolutely amazing. It's actually got a little bit of a sweet touch to it. He said, where does it come from? I said to him, come, let's go. And we went for a walk up the mountains and went and showed him where it came from, and he was absolutely astonished to see that such good quality water was just pouring out of a crack in the rock.
And it is, I think, quite surprising to those that drink the purity of mountain water to notice that, well, to realize that, you know, there are creatures living in that water. and doing what they do. And it does you no harm.
No.
That's interesting. I just say that because a lot of folk believe that water needs to be virtually sterile before you can drink it.
See,
that's not necessarily a good thing either.
So you have good bacteria and bad bacteria. And this is my one issue with chlorine, is chlorine or sterilization kills everything, good and bad. And that also reverts down to the whole septic tank story that we had about good bacteria and bad bacteria. And then you also go down the line of reverse osmosis, which is giving you a TDS of like 0 or 0.1. And the issue with reverse osmosis, unless you're remineralizing the water, is it tends to leach the minerals out of your own body by drinking dead water. You know, guys use reverse osmosis water for washing windows and washing cars because it's got leaves no streaks because there's nothing in the water.
Is that what you use for batteries, like almost distilled water?
Distilled water for batteries, RO water for... All the window washing companies use RO water because you can spray the window with water and it can dry and there'll be no droplets or streaking or anything because there's nothing in the water.
Interesting. So you don't want to drink that necessarily if you are trying to maintain your integrity as a healthy being.
You've got to have minerals and all those wonderful things, and water is life. Make sure you drink the healthy water.
So it's an interesting... We started off looking at the fact that Caesar Water looks like they're going to continue their service in this area, which is a good thing. There's no doubt about it. They do a good job. And the delivery and the service provision of water is one thing, but what happens to it thereafter is another. And there are so many now reasons why you need the services of a good plumbing professional. If you suspect that you may have water loss in your property because your bill, because it's expensive. The cost of electricity is going north, but water is also, and it's going to become very, very expensive going forward. You can't afford to lose it. You can't afford to waste it. And I think there are solutions on offer now, and you would know about this technology, that's designed to minimize the wastage of good water. I'm referring now to toilet systems that use less, water heaters that don't take as long to people have to switch on the water, let it get hot. Thousands of liters are wasted that way. There's all sorts of tricks and tips that good plumbing advice would no doubt steer you in the right direction. And maintenance, of course, is absolutely key to making sure that every precious drop is preserved for your benefit and for the benefit of the country as a whole. And that's why we tend to, on a weekly basis, have a chat with Barry Chapman from Chapman Plumbing, because, well, there are so many little hints and tips that, for example, I'm just mentioning the fact that if your water closet, your geyser, is using up an enormous amount of electricity, and of course it does because it's the most expensive appliance in your house, there are new solutions to that. And I think just before you depart, maybe we can touch on what you landed the other day.
Yeah, so there are so many different options on the market for water heating. I mean, you're going down the lines of gas and smart water controls. But for me, currently at the moment, is the integrated heat pump, the IHP. That unit is running on 630 watts worth of electricity. The 200 liter is coming in retailing at about 27,600, if I'm not mistaken. So from a primary investment, it's a fair bit of money, but they're still a good 30% cheaper than the next competitor on the market. And they're coming in with a 10-year warranty as long as it's installed by an IOPSA-approved installer and has a PRB COC, Certificate of Compliance, issued with it. But on that as well, you have your standard electric water heaters that you can put geyser-wise timers onto. You have a Wi-Fi module that you can adapt onto it, and it's a far more cost-effective method of being able to reduce your electricity bill, because your geyser doesn't need to be running at 2 o'clock in the morning or 12 o'clock at night. If you have a shower cycle, you turn the geyser on during and before your shower cycle. You can save up to 60% of your water heating bill.
You want to find out how? Chat to Barry and his team. And Barry will be back in a week's time.
Beautiful.
We'll continue the conversation.
Lovely.
Chapman Plumbing, the geyser specialists, the leak specialists, the drain specialists. They even do gas. Can you believe it? This will be up as a podcast. So if you missed it, don't worry. You can catch up on demand in the morning.